Relaxing deeply and moving into that space where we're open and receptive to our highest good. Feeling the good that already exists in our vortex. Feeling the well-being that is ever lined up for us. The next gentle step always opening before us, flowing on the feeling of peace. The feeling of serenity, the feeling of calm, the feeling of excitement, the feeling of effervescent joy. Whatever good feeling we have, we know that that's a sign, a symbol, a guidance that we are in the process of moving into our vortex. And our vortex already contains everything we've ever asked for. All of our dreams coming true in the perfect possible configuration for our vibration for this very moment, and ever changing. The essence of non-physical is omnipresence. That divine energy, that inner being that exists within us, is ever constant, ever present, always with us. There is no moment we are not loved, supported, and supplied. Relaxing into this beautiful presence, we feel our inner being's love. We feel loved. So I invite you to just breathe for a moment and set your intention to open your heart to feel the love that your inner being holds for you in this very moment. Right now, there is love pouring into you and all around you from every aspect of your inner being. There is no moment when this love is not available to you in infinite quantities. Love is. And your inner being is that love. You are ever adored, always appreciated, seen as worthy, powerful, creative, intelligent, graceful, and free. So take a moment to look at yourself as your inner being sees you. Notice your beauty. Feel the deep appreciation that your inner being has for the beautiful you. Even on days when you're cranky, you're beautiful to your inner being. Isn't that awesome? I find that so inspiring. My inner being loves me every day. And your inner being loves you every single day and every moment of every day. There is no breath of our life that wasn't attended by our inner being. Our inner being has always been there. Whether we perceive it or not, our inner being knows the truth of who we are and is ever ready to remind us of just how good we are. Just how delightful we are, and just how delightful life is. So returning to this investigation of our beauty, seeing ourselves as our inner being sees us in this moment, take a moment and see now your intelligence. See how you are connected to the divine intelligence all the time. And see how your inner being is ever giving you the solution to any problem that has come up in your life, any issue, any question. The answer is always available before you even know to articulate the question. That's your vortex. Your inner being's already created the solution and is guiding you toward it right now. everything you've ever wanted, already done. I love it when Abraham said 13 times in a row, "It's done, it's 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 done," and I didn't count that. But it's done. All of the solutions already done. All of the perfect health, all of the loving relationships, all of the wonderful financial freedom, all of the opportunities for self-expression, already done. And ever the opportunity to ask for more. To feel the contrast of this present moment and have a step one moment where that asking takes place and is automatically answered. That's not our job. Our job is to live the contrast. Yes, that's what we signed on for. But we don't have to stay in it. We can move to step three. Simply breathing, relaxing and allowing, and trusting that that loving, constant inner being is ever present for us. Ever here guiding us in the new direction. Ever waiting to open a door, to deliver a package, to give us a delightful surprise around every corner of rendezvous. Abraham said that our inner beings orchestrate for us 20 to 30 rendezvous a day with things that we've asked for. So much beauty, so much harmony, so much joy. For me, I ask for wonderful animal encounters all the time. And yesterday as I was driving, I saw two bald eagles having a soaring aerial dance that was exquisitely beautiful, their white tails flashing in the sunlight. It was breathtaking. And I know that means I was in my vortex. My inner being was delivering to me something that was queued up and waiting. I rendezvoused in the perfect moment with those amazing birds. And I rendezvoused with the rising of the moon last night. I rendezvoused driving through the mountains of Maryland and Pennsylvania with the sun setting four different times. There is so much amazement available on this glorious planet. And our inner beings want to introduce it to us. At every turn, turning and turning and turning into wonder, after awesome moment, after delightful surprise. And this morning, a delightful surprise was delivered to me by my inner being as I was writing, because my inner being told me that they know how to push my bliss buttons. Now there was a new concept for me, bliss buttons. I know that I have resistance buttons, but imagine getting your bliss buttons pushed. What would it feel like for you to have your bliss button pushed? Some extraordinary experience follows that. And so I invite you to remember getting your bliss buttons pushed before. With a beautiful vista that opened up for you. Imagine a beautiful place that you've seen that just made your heart sing. And now, imagine another one that you haven't seen yet. Let your inner being give you an image of another scene that will be pushing your bliss buttons that's currently in your vortex. And take a moment just to savor that vision. Feel what it's like to savor this amazing place. Feel it and smell it and see it and love it right now. And Now imagine getting your hearing bliss button pushed, hearing something that makes your heart sing. What is the sound of bliss for you? And now imagine another sound of bliss that your inner being has queued up for you in your vortex. Imagine hearing that sound and feeling thrill bumps. Savor that sound. Now remember an opportunity that you had for self-expression that pushed your bliss buttons. Whatever your self-expression is, writing, singing, writing poetry, speaking, laughing, cooking, gardening, whatever it is for you that pushes your bliss button, imagine that opportunity opening before you. And feel yourself savoring that opportunity to shine your light into the world in your specific, individual, unique way. And now imagine your inner being taking you into another new opportunity that you haven't experienced yet, that makes your life sing with joy. So now I'm sure you know some of your other bliss buttons, so take a moment to savor another kind of bliss that you know specifically, that you thrill to and delight in. And now, breathing deeply, imagine a new opportunity for bliss that your inner being has already lined up for you. That's a part of your existing vortex. Savor it and delight in it for a moment. The time for this meditation is coming to a close now, but these places in consciousness that we visited, our love of our inner being and the bliss buttons that get pushed as we savor life in powerful ways, they're a part of our consciousness. It's not something outside of us, but something inside of us that ever exists, that's always available for our opportunity to revisit. And so if you have the opportunity to simply relax, you can remember this meditation and come back here anytime you like, with or without the recording. The delight of your life is your inner being's intention. And as you allow it to be your intention, you come into harmony with your inner being. You come into alignment with your own vortex. The willingness to love life, to savor life, to feel good is a very, very powerful intention. So allow yourself to express to yourself your own willingness now to explore just how good life can be. I am willing to explore just how good life can be. Is that true for you? Are you willing to allow your heart to sing? I am willing to allow my heart to sing. I am willing for my life to be free and lovely. I am willing to be surprised and delighted around every corner. I am willing to explore what my inner being has lined up in my vortex. Your inner being wants to thrill and delight you. So just breathe and relax and remember that your inner being is a constant presence of love in your life. It is good to remember what's true. And so it is.